arm's length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Here to open up the second hour of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Got my buddy Jay Taylor on the line. Jay and I are colleagues, really good friends. We have similar views on virtually every issue when it comes to the markets, finances, economics, politics, what have you. And I wanted to pick Jay's brain a little bit on the resource market in general next year. You know, I want to talk about how companies that are involved in the gold sector, the rare earth sector, et cetera, uranium sector, how Jay thinks they're going to do. I personally am very, very bullish. As I know, Jay's colleague, Roger Wiegand, as he expressed in the opening segment of this show, is also very, very optimistic about the future of prices, you know, within this sector during 2011. Let's start out with gold and silver companies, Jay. How do you feel about that?
Well, Al, you know, I mean, I look at gold and silver a little differently than I look at other items that are called commodities. First of all, I think gold and silver are monetary metals and not commodities. So I believe that we need to look at gold and silver in real terms. That is, what will they buy as monetary metals? And I say that because that's really what's important. I mean, what is the nominal price of, you know, $1,000 gold? You know, if the prices of everything else is going up faster, we're getting nowhere. We're actually losing ground if we own gold. So what will an ounce of gold buy? I think it will continue to rise no matter what happens, although I am much more bullish on gold and silver, but especially gold, if we get another Lehman Brothers, another contraction of this gigantic bubble that is being built up right now. That's the biggest thing. The big, you know, if you're talking nominal terms, I don't have a clue. I mean, we can look at what's been happening recently and we can say and project that into the future and suggest that gold and silver are going to keep rising in nominal terms. But look what happened after Lehman Brothers. They both went down in nominal terms, but gold went up, especially in purchasing power terms. All the other commodities got smacked real hard and really got crucified with the Lehman Brothers, a deflationary, credit deflationary event. So, you know, so much depends on which way this thing goes. Will the bubble continue to expand? And it is a bubble, Al, because it's not based on real free market economics. The whole world is floating in a bubble. And right now, it's quite a party. I'm looking at my numbers this year, and I'm very pleased with the performance this year. But I have a very queasy feeling that maybe what we're looking at is something like we saw in 2007. It seems like a one-way street. Everything is going up. Everything is going up, Al. It makes no sense. So I guess, you know, you can project what has been happening this year since, let's say, March of last year and just assume that it's going to continue. I don't quite assume that, but I don't know the timing of it either. I know Roger is bullish. I know that my other partner, Chen Lin, is even more bullish. Chen thinks that the bubble is going to continue to expand this year, next year, too. That is what I'm saying, 2011 and 2012, but then he thinks we'll have the mother of all deflationary events in 2013. That's his projection. He just has a sense of it, but, you know, he would back away from that anytime, and you know, he's always on the lookout for a collapse of the bubble. How do we know? How can anyone know? You know, if I were to say, I have a good sense of where the market's going to go, I would be as arrogant as the policymakers that are leading us into the path of destruction. I mean, it really is. I mean, nobody knows. This is why we should be having free market economics, Al, and not planned economy. We have a planned economy. It's looking more and more like a communist, socialist, fascist system every day. If we had a free market system, we wouldn't have bubbles. We would have a continuously adjusting market mechanism that would guide us towards real sustained growth instead of this phony baloney stuff that we're getting from Bernanke and Obama and all the other central bankers around the world. They're blowing bubbles out, and it's going to end badly. I don't know when, though. This is the dilemma. You know, if you sit on the sidelines and you're fearful and you're playing and you're shorting these markets and you're shorting the equity markets in general, then you miss the party. And that's not good either. So, you know, I think Chen Lin and Roger, too. Roger's been much more bullish than I this year, to their credit, both of those guys. And they've done very, very well. But I'm worried that we're going to move, you know, that we could have a reversal of this. And there are certainly people out there that believe that the equity markets could reverse very quickly. Dr. Robert McHugh is one. I know Roger has some reverence for, and I do too, and Bob Hoy and others that are really concerned that, you know, that this thing is nuts. It was bearish this year, and I was wrong. I mean, I've stayed on the long side of the market, Al. I really did. I mean, because I'm really bullish long term. I've been calling this the bull market of a lifetime for gold mining shares. So I've been long in gold mining. She's done well this year. You know, the portfolio is up 35-40%. That is with some negative things like the bear fund and some of those things dragging us down. You know, with the gold shares up on average 60, 70, 80%, somewhere in that range, we've had a good year. I don't mean to say we haven't, but the caution has hurt the overall performance, you know, if I'd have had it right and less cautious. But on the other hand, you know, you can lose money very, very rapidly, as we found out in 2008. So,
oh yeah,
you know, it's I don't think we're out of the woods yet. I mean, I really don't think we're out of the woods. I think there is going to be another shoe to fall. I just don't know when. And my good friend Chen Lin, who I have the highest respect for, believes we're going to see a contraction that makes the 2008-2009 thing look like child's play. That's Chen's view. And he's, though, on the other hand, extremely bullish right now. And he is leveraging up even at times, you know, on his personal accounts, leveraging to a very considerable extent and really doing extremely well with that.
Well, you know, I think that's a very smart thing to do right now if you really, really are good at what you do. And from everything I've heard about Chen, you know, I mean, the young man's a genius from what you say and from what Roger says. And
remarkable.
And the stuff that I've read in your newsletter. The guy really is remarkable. But having said that, in my mind, the fundamentals are just there, and I have a little longer time frame than Roger does. I think this is probably going to continue at least through 2011, but it just strikes me, Jay, that the fundamentals are there for the market that you and I are interested in, you know, which is resources, et cetera,
yeah.
that I don't see any fundamental reason for values to drop in 2011. I really don't.
Yeah, in a way, I agree with that, Al. I mean, you're seeing the middle classes in these highly populous nations growing, and the creature comforts they can afford, and the demand for the metals and the energy and precious metals. All of that is certainly a theme that's in play, and it's really, really important. That said, however, there is this enormous and growing exponential growth of debt that mm-hmm. cannot be repaid.
No.
So we have a global economy that is so out of kelter with reality,
mm-hmm.
and so many malinvestments have been made because of Keynesian economics, pumping money into the system, deficit spending, all of these sort of narcotics that are aimed at making us feel good in the short run
right.
are really making us sick globally.
Mm-hmm.
And when this thing collapses, Al, I heard Lou Rockwell today was from the an Austrian economist with the Mises Institute was on Bloomberg.
Great
I'm
guy.
Sitting there with my, and he's talking about all the things that needed to be done. And I'm sitting there, and I didn't realize it was Lou. And I'm sitting there telling my wife Teresa that this guy's right. This guy's right. And then I heard it's Lou Rockwell. I said, oh, no wonder, an Austrian economist who realizes that all the things we're doing for the long term are lethal.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is what makes it difficult now. How do you invest in an environment when the underlying pathology is growing by the day with each and every TARP, with each and every QE, with each and every deficit spending from government? We're getting sicker, and yet, you know, we're getting a high right now, and you have to take advantage of it, but I think you have to be nimble and be quick and somehow know how to head for the exits when that baby starts to go in reverse, because when it does, it ain't going to be pretty.
Jay, I agree with you 100%, and that's why I'm saying that in my humble opinion, I just have a gut-level feeling that it's going to continue through 2011. But, you know, the fundamentals of our economy are not there. I agree. Big Al's going to be right back. Stick around.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, in the first segment, we talked about Roger Wiegand's feelings about gold and silver, the price direction of gold and silver in the new year. And I'm chatting right now with another real expert in that area, and that's Bill Murphy. Murph is he's the founder, as you are all aware of an organization called the Gold Antitrust Action Committee. Murph is a good friend of mine, along with his associates, Chris Powell, Ed Steer, and the rest of them. You know, when it comes to predicting the price of gold. Bill has been very accurate on this show in the past, and we're going to kind of, you know, bend his pick his brain a little bit right now. Bill, here's my question. Number one, in terms of 2011, what are plans for your organization, GATA?
Well, we may have some surprise announcements in next month, so I have to leave that alone. Otherwise, it won't be a surprise. But in addition to that, we're making progress in our suit against the Fed, and we expect there to be fallout from all the suits against J.P. Morgan and HSBC. And, you know, there are a lot of people say out there, and we won't object to them, that this whole thing really changed after our appearance on March 25th of this year in front of the CFTC, in which we exposed what J.P. Morgan and HSBC have done, especially Morgan with our whistleblower, Andrew McGuire. Price of silver was $16 back then. It's almost double since that bombshell hit. It's reverberating everywhere, and everywhere we turn of late, we're hearing stories of there's no silver out there of any size.
Yeah. Well, all right. And so what you're saying is that you think GATA is going to continue to be successful. You feel that you were successful in the silver arena, and I'm just assuming that you think you're going to be successful in the arena of gold in terms of whistleblowing, correct?
Yeah. And what's the most important now? You know, time goes by and people forget. When we were pounding the table at $256 gold, when we had our GATA African Gold Summit in Durban, South Africa, in May 10th in 2000, pounding the table about what was coming. You've had gold go up. When it took another year, gold goes up the next 10 years in a row because the gold cartel is in big trouble. All they are doing is managing their retreat. And we probably have as good a track record as anybody in the world on gold and silver because we knew what was going on, and in fact, the mainstream gold world and most of Planet Wall Street, they're all working with the wrong supply-demand numbers. That's how come we got it so right, and still, they won't even talk to us.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I find that to be really interesting, but I found that to be interesting and somewhat appalling, as you know, as long as I've been associated with you guys, which has been, I don't know, 4 or 5 years now or thereabouts. Let's talk about the price. Let's talk about the direction of the price of gold. What do you think? Are we gonna tread water? Are we going to go up? What does Murph say?
Well, you know, they have these certain rules. There's only very rarely is gold ever allowed to go up more than 2%. They have a number of 1% rule days. Each certain days, gold trades like no other market. That's why it goes up so much every year. But as my colleague John Embry said, gold's going to go up more this year than when we first started. And I was at $300 an ounce. And when we started, you know, gold was at 250, 260, 270. So it's accelerating percentage-wise the same each year. They're even maintaining the same percentages, 15, 18%. You're getting bigger, bigger numbers. Now, we hope at some point this year they're just going to really lose control, and you'll see the first of many spikes to come. So, you know, when gold was 436 at Gold Rush 21, August 2005, I pounded the table that gold was going to $3,000 to $5,000 an ounce. It's gone up nearly $1,000 since then.
Yeah, no, it has. You know, I'm reading. I guess I should say I'm looking at an article that John Embry wrote that was in the Investor's Digest of Canada. It came out on December 26th, and his comment, you know, in a section entitled Analytical Investing, his comment was that gold and so here's a direct quote: gold and silver could go ballistic by year end. I don't know anybody, quite frankly, Bill, who would disagree with that statement right now. I think that it's next year really, really could be the year. Let me ask you this now. Roger Wiegand, Trader Raj, is saying he's looking at perhaps $50 silver by the end of 2011. Do you think he's offbeat?
No, I've been pounding the same thing for months. And more importantly, Eric Sprott, when the price of silver was 23 at the New Orleans Investment Conference, he just matter-of-factly said he expected silver to go to $50 in the next 4 to 5 months.
Yeah.
And
okay.
That was in October.
So, you know, and he's the direction that of his prediction is definitely coming true. I mean, as we're recording this thing right now, silver's approaching $31. And I got to tell you, being a regular purchaser, as Kathy and I are of silver, I'm pretty happy about that. I mean, we started buying silver at 14. You might say we waited too long, and of course we did, but better late than never. We started buying it at 14, and we continue to buy it all the way up. And I'm very, very comfortable personally with that investment. Now, listen, you guys, I don't want you to take that as being investment advice because it's not. I'm only saying what we are doing. Bill, I think that I think that 2011, as I've said a couple of times already during this segment, is going to be a very, very interesting year. I don't know, does GATA have any plans for meetings or anything, conferences or what have you during this year?
I can't get into that. It's possible. I have to leave it at that.
Well, I know that you and I are going to be attending the Cambridge House show up in Vancouver later in January. You're going to have a strong presence there. We're going to have a strong presence there. I think that's going to be interesting. I'm assuming that in terms of the conferences, GATA will have a presence.
I've got to leave the surprise if it comes off at that. But, in January it's in Vancouver, then Phoenix. In February, right after Vancouver, Chris flies to London for a big conference. Andrew McGuire, the whistleblower that people don't think exists, at least our critics, is going to be making a big presentation. I'm going to be going to Munich and Amsterdam back-to-back for James Turk in the end of April.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's Vancouver again in June. And we've got all kinds of things that we're working on behind the scenes and going places and it's going to be a great year.
No, I think it is going to be a great year. Now, so James is doing a conference in.
He's got a couple back to back in Amsterdam, Munich. That's going to be a real buster, But I'd do anything for that guy. He's been such a great supporter of GATA since the very beginning.
James is a regular guest on our program, and I have to tell you, I have nothing but time for him. I don't mean to put you down, Bill, because you know I'm not doing that. But I think when it comes to experts in the area of gold, I've got to put James Turk right at the top of that pyramid. I got to know James 6 or 7 years ago, read his book, The Coming Demise of the Dollar, and I realized, particularly after Kath and I had dinner with James and Margaret and their son Charlie, where was that? That was actually at the GATA conference, now that I think about it, back in Washington, D.C., and I have to tell you, I got nothing but time for that guy. He is absolutely brilliant, and his organization, goldmoney.com, is something that people should really take a look at if they have a mind to invest in gold and silver. So, Bill, let me just ask you in closing, do you think the efforts and actions of GATA since your inception have really benefited the gold industry, and if so, why, real quick?
Well, yeah, especially the ones who paid attention to it. So they've made fortunes, and it's just beginning, and I think we've opened up a great awareness factor. And, all this talk about with Ron Paul coming in, being able to influence our government now, relating to Fed and so on, all these things are going to surface, and hopefully it'll lead to it not happening again. But it's going to be very exciting. We're just warming up.
You're just warming up. Okay, Bill Murphy, thank you so much. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Here to help me out is Mickey Fulp. We're chatting about predictions for 2011. We've had some very wild ones so far. Mickey is going to chat a little bit right now about what he thinks is going to happen in a couple of sectors. One is the rare earth sector, and the other one is the uranium sector. Big Al personally is very, very bullish on the rare earth sector. Mickey, the spotlight's on you, buddy. What do you think?
Well, predictions are always fraught with difficulty, especially when you put a time frame on them. But given a year, I think I'll go with the rare earth sector. I think still has room to grow. It's had phenomenal returns over the last year and a half since it really got set off in, what, May of 2009 by a particular newsletter writer.
Yep.
And we've seen phenomenal returns on stocks, from penny stocks to multi-dollar stocks. For instance, Rare Element Resources from 75 cents to over $14, and that's probably the best performer. But we had Quest Rare Minerals, from 22 cents to well over $5. So the sector is very dependent, I think, on the progress of Moly Corp, which is the 800-pound gorilla on the block. Moly Corp hit all-time record highs this week. The Chinese will continue to cramp down on exports. They are going to continue, in my opinion, to put taxes on exports, and as their domestic demand grows, it will leave less and less for the rest of the world. The sector is a couple of years away yet from producing significant quantities of rare earths, and that will come from Mountain Pass and Moly Corp. The overall market and the health of the world's economy is key here. If the global economy goes into the crapper again, rare earths will not do well. If it continues to hum along as it seems to be doing, quantitative easing and fiat currencies aside, the rare earth sector should do very well.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about uranium. When uranium was very, very much in vogue a few years back, I was really, really bullish on the sector, simply because I don't see how the world's energy needs can be fulfilled in the future without atomic energy. The attitude towards atomic energy is also changing dramatically. A lot of the environmentalist folks, the green sector, have come to realize that, in fact, atomic energy is very clean, it is very safe, and it is the way to go in the future. I haven't been up, I have to say, Mickey, on this particular sector as much as I should be, so I'm really looking to you to get some guidance here. What's going to happen here, in your opinion, in 2011?
Well, I think uranium is likely to be the best performer of the commodities markets in 2011, basically for supply-demand fundamentals. We had the boom and the bust from 06 and 07. It ran a lot of people out of the market, particularly the American retail public, often in last and at the highest prices, got burned very badly in the sector. The hedge funds ran the price of uranium up to $135 a pound through speculation and hoarding. That came off very quickly, as hedge funds and speculators are wont to do, and it left a bad taste in the mouth of a lot of investors. But the supply-demand fundamentals have still not changed. We're still using half again as much uranium every year than is supplied by mine production. The Russians will end their 15% contribution to the market through heavy enriched uranium converted to low enriched uranium. The so-called megatons to megawatts program will end in 2013. There are 59 nuclear reactors being built around the world. Where is the uranium going to come from? Well, it's going to come out of the ground, and the new mines will be higher cost producers than the big mines that are currently in production, which speaks with tightening supplies and higher costs of production, a higher uranium spot price, which drives the market, and that will filter down to the uranium developers and explorers in the United States and Canada.
You know, Mick, a question I have on that is I followed in the past the price of uranium very, very closely, almost on a daily basis when I did a market close myself. Now, as listeners are aware, Roger Wiegand does a great market close for us every day. But uranium skyrocketed to, what, $150 a pound or thereabouts, and then fell back significantly. What do you see it doing, Mickey, in 2011?
Well, let's review what it's done in 2010 first. It was $41 a pound on the spot price, or actually got as low as $40.50 in the spring of 2010. As we speak, I did not see the weekly spot price published last night, but last week it was at $62.50, mm-hmm. which is a 50% return. I see continued upward trends on the spot price. The long-term contract price is, and the spot price are starting to converge again, which is normal. There was great divergence for quite a while. I will not predict at this stage a price for uranium in 2011. I just suffice it to say, I think it will be better than it is right now. And we've seen an awakening in the uranium business. You know, I started calling for this well before it happened, like a year and a half before it happened, started happening in the summer of this year. It's long overdue. There are still very good values to be had in the junior explorers and developers and soon to be miners. And, you know, a couple of my favorites would be Strathmore Minerals and then a company I've recently covered, Mawson Resources. I should probably say that The companies I mentioned in this interview, I am a shareholder of. In some instances, they sponsor my website. So I'm very much talking my own book here, Al.
Well, and that's an important thing to do. You know, a lot of people are somewhat critical of folks who talk about companies that have where they have their own money invested. But, you know, if you disclose it, as I do in every single instance, the companies that Kathy and I are invested in, you know, as long as listeners are aware of that, I think it's important for people to know that, you know, to a very large extent, all of us, most of us anyway, certainly the folks on this show, put our money where our mouths are. Mickey, I'm looking, quite frankly, for a very, very good year for the resource sector in general during 2011. In 15 seconds, would you agree or disagree with me?
Oh, wholeheartedly. I'm a very bullish. I'm a long-term secular bull on the entire commodities market, and that would include the so-called hard assets and agricultural commodities and energy commodities. Demand
sure.
is going to go nothing but increase.
Okay, Mick, I want to thank you very much. Listen, you guys out there, I want to do a bit of an editorial here and a bit of a recommendation, and that is I want you to take a real serious look at Mickey's newsletter, The Mercenary Geologist. All you have to do is go to www.mercenarygeologist.com. We also provide a link to that particular website off of our website. This guy is really, really good. What sets him apart from some of the other folks in our business is Mickey has a master's degree in geology. He does boots-on-the-ground research. He visits every single property that he talks about. He is a person who I trust in terms of analyzing companies, in terms of getting recommendations, companies that I may or may not want to get involved in. Mickey is the first guy I call and I say, Mick, really would like to get your opinion on this one. And I get an unbiased opinion from the guy. This guy is he's very, very good in the sense that he discloses all interests that he has, and he's got the educational background to really be qualified to doing what he's doing. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, welcome back. Here to wrap up the show with a guy who I think is one of the most competent people in our industry, Marshall Beryl. Marshall and his partner happen to be really close friends of ours. They co-manage a fund called the Encompass Fund. The Encompass Fund is, if I'm not mistaken, the best producing fund in the world. Is that correct, Marshall?
Well, Morningstar categorizes Encompass Fund as a world stock fund because we invest globally. And we're the number one world stock fund year to date. For this year, we were the number one world stock fund for last year, 2009. Last year, we were up 137%. This year, we're up 60% year to date. And as everybody hears and reads and should understand, past performance is no guarantee of future results.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in the interest of full disclosure, I have to say that Marshall and I collaborate on an awful lot of our individual investments, number one. And number two, Kathy and I have a certain amount of our capital in the Encompass Fund, so you know where I'm coming from. Marshall, you know, we've had throughout this last couple hours various opinions on potential events that could occur during 2011. We've talked with people about where they think the price of gold and silver is going to go. We've spent some time talking to a mutual friend of ours, Dan Pisani, about what he thinks about the tax situation and when, you know, in the United States, and are we going to see perhaps any changes there in the new year, or should we see any changes there? We both agree that we should see meaningful changes there. No question about that. But, you know, your expertise is in equities, and you and Malcolm have done really well for yourselves and your clients over the years. I want to start out. I want to talk a little bit about the conventional stock market. Roger Wiegand, Trader Raj, is pessimistic for the conventional market and the resource market, actually, beginning in the second half of 2011. Do you share those thoughts?
No, we're optimistic, cautiously optimistic on both the general stock market and on commodities and commodity companies in Encompass Fund. And for our individual clients, we invest in stocks, in companies, in equities. We don't do futures trading. But we think that the United States will continue to have modest economic growth, as it has had this year, to the surprise of a number of people. We think that will continue into 2011. We think there will be continued growth around the world. China may slow down some, but it's still going to have a very, very solid growth rate. And India, other parts of the developing nations will continue to have growth. And because of that, they'll continue to be opportunities in investments and in the stock markets, both domestically and internationally.
You know, Marsh, here's my question, though. I am firmly convinced that in the United States, anyway, because it's the economy that I'm certainly the most familiar with, our economy is basically a house of cards. And I think that house of cards could come tumbling down at any time. You know, specifically, I think when more people realize just exactly how precarious the situation is, when more people realize, you know, the fact that the U.S. economy is totally insolvent, I think that the fear that could ensue from that realization could really, really have a dramatic downward effect on the stock market. And I think that could happen any time.
Well, it certainly is a possibility, and it could happen. But is it likely to happen? The problems that we face in this country and the problems that are being faced in Europe have been there, are there, and have been there. The fact that our government is spending way too much money in the United States, and I live in California, and various other states, is the case and has been. But having said that, we still have seen some growth in the economy in the United States. What could dramatically affect the stock market is the unknown, is some surprise element. But the fact that we're spending way too much money and we are printing way too many dollars has been the case, is the case, will continue to be the case, unfortunately, but is well known. What affects the stock market dramatically, and particularly on the downside, are the surprises, the unknown, and the matters that are being brought up currently by people that looking out and saying 2011 is not likely to be very good are dealing with things that are known. The economic problems in Europe, they've been known. Now, whether it goes from Greece to Ireland to Spain to whatever, that's been known and that's anticipated and built into the markets. So I think a lot of the concerns that are out there are certainly valid concerns, but are not likely to dramatically change the direction of the stock market.
So you're thinking it would take a black swan?
The black swan event, the event that is totally unforeseen, a total surprise, and that's what would take it take the market down dramatically. Now, certainly, the market's going to have its ups and downs. It's volatile. It's far more volatile today than 10 or 20 years ago when you and I started in this business. And that's because of electronics.
You're being too kind 10 or 20 years ago, 35 years ago.
We'll just let it go at that. But because of electronics, on my desktop, on your desktop, in the palm of your hand,
yeah,
there's more information available quicker than Merrill Lynch used to pay hundreds of millions of dollars for to get to their stockbroker's desk. You know, 10 years ago, 20 yeah. years ago, and now we've got it in the palm of our hand. So all of that has changed the nature of the markets and the nature of our lives.
Yeah.
And you can argue whether it's good or bad, but it's what it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. And so it's those things are known and taken into account sometimes far too rapidly
mm-hmm.
because people in the investment community will make a decision and push a button and buy or sell based on some headline that just came across
mm-hmm.
from somewhere in the world, and they may act too quickly, and sometimes they do.
Yeah.
That's the nature of the human process these days.
Marshall, interesting question is, what type of event could happen? What isn't so far off the wall that it actually could happen that would have the type of dramatic effect that you're talking about? The only, you know, the thing that I can think of two things, both of which are very, very possible. And I'd be curious to see if you think that these would have an effect on the market. One would be, you know, a huge escalation in the violence in the Middle East, and I think that's very possible, number one. Number two, the other event I would think would be that mainland China could really flex its muscle. I mean, mainland China has a huge amount of control over the U.S. economy. People don't realize that. Enough people don't realize that. But if they really flex their muscle, okay, in terms of controlling, exerting control in the U.S. economy, that could be very negative. What about the possibility of an eruption in the Middle East?
Well, that's certainly a possibility, but that's unfortunately been a possibility, yeah, and in varying degrees an actuality for decades.
Yes.
I think rather than looking at it from the standpoint of China exerting undue influence on the United States, I think the Black Swan event that I don't anticipate, and we don't anticipate, but that could be a Black Swan type event, is internally, mm-hmm, in China, that there is some event, some occasion that triggers internal dissent and internal difficulties within China.
Mm-hmm.
And that affects the Chinese economy, which will affect economies throughout their region and throughout the world. Again, it's not anticipated, but that if something of that nature happened, then that it would be quite surprising. And let me just give one more thought about 2011. It's the third year of the presidential term, and historically the third year of presidential terms are positive for the stock market because the president's doing everything he can to get himself reelected in the fourth year of his term.
You got to be a mind reader. That's exactly the point that I wanted to bring up.
We've always known, Al, that you're brilliant.
Marshall, listen, you guys have a great new year. Everybody, again, out there listening to this, you have a wonderful new year.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.